Today we'll be talking about the cross of suffering. Last year we talked about 15 different sermons on the cross. In the United States, in China, in Taiwan, I've always been talking about the cross.
保罗说,
Paul said, nothing else I know about.
只知道基督并他钉十字架,
only Christ and his crucifixion.
我们也是一样,
so the same for us.
只知道基督并他钉十字架,
only thing we know is Christ and his crucifixion.
阿们, 阿们,
amen.
我们大家都一样,
I hope that it is all the same for us. To be the soldiers of Christ.
一定做十架的精兵,
is the soldiers of the cross.
十架是我们赞美的中心,
the cross is the center of our praise.
十架是我们敬拜的中心,
and the cross is the center of our worship.
十架是我们跟随的中心,
and the cross is the center of our following.
十架也是我们舍己的中心,
and the cross is also why we have to deny ourselves.
我们神的儿女到一生高举十架,
so as children of God, we should exalt the cross all our life.
才能彰显基督的生命,
to reveal the life of Christ.
我们的今年刚开始, 对不对?
Now this is the beginning of a new year.
时间过去快不快?
Now, let me ask you, has the time been gone by fast?
一转眼一年没有了,
as the blink of an eye and a year has passed.
那么今年我们一年开始,
so now is the beginning of a new year.
大家来到基督的十架面前,
we all come to his cross.
彼此劝勉, 好不好?
Let us encourage each other.
这一年我们高举十架,
this year, let us exalt his cross.
就高举基督,
exalt Christ.
不知道别的,
there is nothing else I know about.
只知道基督并他钉十字架,
but Christ and his crucifixion. So I hope that at the end of this year, we'll have more people.
共同努力啊,
when we all work together, then this is not enough room for all the people.
看看这个会所真的不大嘛,
I see that this is not a big room.
我们两面都没有人坐,
but yet we have two empty sides.
当中也没有坐满,
and in the midst of it is not full.
谁的责任啊?
Whose responsibility is this?
谁的责任?
Whose responsibility
我们的责任,
is this?
This
is our responsibility.
这是我们的家,
this is my home.
神的家, 人的家都会扩张的, 对不对?
In human's house, our house expands.
神的家一直扩大,
so God's house should expand as well.
一直生长,
to grow.
往高处长,
to grow higher.
也往四维长,
to grow wider.
共同努力,
so let us work together. We will fill this room. Let us read a couple Bible verses.
马太福音27章,
the book of Matthew, chapter 27.
38 to 43 Matthew 27 38 to 43 大家翻到没有翻到了一起读
The two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God."
好, 我们再读罗马书8章16到17节。
Romans chapter 8, 16 to 17.
罗马第八章,
Romans chapter 8,
16到17节,
16-17. The Spirit himself bear witness that our spirits that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians 4.
16-18.
16-18.
我们一起读,
together. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For a light affliction, which is but for a moment, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
好, 我们读哥罗西书1章24节,
the book of Colossians 1:24.
哥罗西书1章24节,
Colossians 1:24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and filled up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ, for the sake of his body, which is the church.
好, 再读希伯来书第二章,
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书二章,
Hebrews chapter
2, 5-10.
For he has not put the world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels, but one testified in a certain place, saying, What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? Lower than the angels, you have crowned with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, may taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
13章10到14节,
Hebrews 13:10-14.
13章10到14节,
Hebrews 13:10-14. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he may sanctify the people with his own blood, suffering outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come.
最后，我们读启示录21章。
Lastly, the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
启示录21章,
Revelations 21,
我们先读第9节,
verse 9.
我们一起读,
together. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
21-22节,
verse 21 and 22.
今天我们要讲苦难的十字架。
Today we're going to talk about the cross of suffering.
我们讲的苦难不是世界上的人所讲的苦难。
The suffering that we're going to talk about is different from the suffering of the people in this world.
基督因着苦难进荣耀。
Christ went through suffering to go into glory.
基督也借着苦难败坏仇敌一切的力量。
Through suffering that Christ has demolished his enemy.
所以我们神的儿女一定要认识苦难的十字架。
So that's why as children of God, we have to understand what suffering means.
我们先要明白这苦难这两个字。
So first let us understand suffering.
苦难对于我们有什么关系？
What does suffering have to do with me?
我们先看基督的苦难。
So first let us look at the suffering of Christ.
主最后在十字架所受的苦难。
The suffering that Christ has sustained on the cross.
主在十字架因苦难打败仇敌。
On the cross, it is through suffering that Christ has overcome the enemy.
主受的什么苦难呢？
So what suffering has Christ sustained?
主受的苦难从三方面来。
The suffering that Christ has endured came in three perspectives.
第一面是人给他的苦难。
First perspective is the suffering from man.
人用钉子钉他。
Man used nail to nail his hand to the
cross. 人叫他被鞭打。
The man whipped Christ.
人用枪刺他。
The man used a spear to pierce him.
荆棘冠冕。
The man put a crown of thorn on him.
围绕着十字架辱骂他。
Then the people despise him on the cross.
激动他。
To make him angry.
这是人给他的苦难。
This is the suffering that is made by man.
我们所能领会的就是人给他的苦难。
And that's about the extent of suffering that we can understand.
主对于人给他的苦难。
And for the suffering that is created by man.
他非常从容地接受。
Christ took on very easily.
主说父啊赦免他们。
Christ said, forgive him, God.
他们所做的他们不知道。
For they are doing what they do not know.
第二面的苦难。
And second suffering of Christ.
是仇敌给他的苦难。
Is the suffering created by the enemy.
十字架是人类最大的一个战场。
Crucifixion is the biggest battle of man.
天国的君王和黑暗的君王在这里决战。
Where the king of heaven and the king of darkness had a battle.
谁都不能败。
No one else can afford to lose.
若是主败了。
If our Lord lost.
他不能回荣耀里去了。
Then he may never well go into the glory.
撒旦若是败了。
But if the enemy lost.
他一切都失掉了。
Then he has lost it all.
就十字架的征战。
So that's why the battle of the cross.
两个君王的征战。
Is between the two great kings.
主代表教会征战。
Our Lord is fighting for his church.
他征战的结果决定教会的命运。
And the result of this battle is now the birth of church.
也要决定全人类的命运。
It also will determine the fate of all men.
所以这个征战。
So that's what this battle.
仇敌的征战。
The battle between our Lord and the enemy.
第三面的征战。
The third perspective.
神给主的苦难。
Is the suffering that is from God.
因为主耶稣在十字架上
Because when Christ was on the cross,
他是赎罪的羔羊
He is now the Lamb of offering
他背负人类一切的罪
And he has now took on the burden and sins of all men
神的眼中看不见神的儿子
So now in God's eyes, he no longer sees his son
就看见罪钉在十字架上
Now all he sees is the sin of man on the cross
神立刻击杀不容让
So that's why God has to punish him
所以当主在十字架最后三个小时
So that's why on the last 3 hours when Christ was on the cross,
父神的审判临到了
when the judgment of God came,
神带着人类所有的愤怒都发作了
all the wrath of God toward man is now on Christ.
主在十字架上受人所一切的审判
Now on the cross, Jesus took on the judgment for all men.
他不仅担当我们的罪
not just our sins,
也担当我们的审判
but took on our judgment as well.
他在十字架上最后的征战
And the last battle Christ has to fight on the cross
他为着整个教会征战
He fought for his whole church
是十字架苦难从三面来
So that's why the suffering on the cross came from three different ways From man
从撒旦来
From the enemy
从父神来
And also from Father God
我们所能领会的只有从神来的一部分
And the suffering that we can understand is the suffering from God.
仇敌给他攻击,
we can never understand the attack of the enemy.
而父神的审判,
and also God's judgment, we may not understand.
所以神是神的羔羊,
so that's why Christ is the Lamb of God.
我们要知道主的苦难,
so if we want to understand Christ's suffering,
我们明白人的苦难哪里来,
we can understand it first from the suffering of from man.
人的苦难从两方面来,
suffering from man came from two other ways.
一方面,
one way, our natural life itself is a suffering.
你们领不领会天然生命就是苦难的?
Do you understand why I say your natural life is your suffering?
有没有一个感觉我们活厌了活烦了有没有?
Do you sometimes feel like that you don't want to live anymore?
有没有啊?
Do you have that feeling?
你们都没有啊?
Maybe not.
都有啊?
Maybe so.
我的弟兄姊妹当中,
in my brothers and sisters,
我认识最年长的姊妹,
I know of the oldest sister. When she passed away, she was 108 years old.
她是USC的名教授,
and she was a famous professor at USC.
大家很羡慕她,
and people are jealous of her, how she lived a long life.
我跟她很熟啊,
and I was a good friend with her.
她已出生太太是大学同学,
and then Brother Nee's wife was her colleague at college.
他在教会里面辈分也高了,
and then in the church she has really high position.
是USC的名教授,
she was also a famous professor at USC.
活过100岁啊,
and she lived over 100 years old. And she celebrated her 100th birthday at my home.
她最后的8年的,
and in her last 8 years,
活烦了,
she was tired of
活厌了,
living. She got tired of living.
不想活了,
she no longer wants to just live.
我不去看她呀,
so when I visited her, and she would always say this, and she said, when you pray, pray for me. Ask the Lord to receive me now. And usually when we prayed in a prayer meeting, we pray for someone to live, not to die.
老师们要忍耐了,
so I said, sister, be patient.
一天活在地上,
when you live on this world one more day,
一天跟随主啊,
spend one more day with the Lord.
一天活在地上,
when you spend another day on the world, be obedient to the Lord.
一天活在地上,
if you get to live one more day,
一天要彰显主啊,
manifest the Lord one more day.
我讲这个道容易, 对要讲话容易,
it is easy for me to say it
out. 我今年活到88岁了,
today I'm 88 years old.
我身体很好,
I am still healthy.
她身体比我更好,
she was healthier than I am.
但她都100岁过了活跃了,
but after 100 years, she got tired of living.
天然生命就是一个空的生命,
our natural life is a life in vain.
天然生命就是一个痛苦的生命,
our natural life is a life of suffering.
痛苦中各方面来的,
our pain and suffering came from all around us.
家庭里面有没有痛苦啊?
From our family, do they cause you pain?
同事中工作的话有没有痛苦啊?
From your workplace, do they cause you pain?
我们身体活着就是一个痛苦。
When our body lives, we are in pain.
我今天还是走得动讲得动的时候,
today when I still can walk and can speak,
9月去台湾, 10月去大陆,
September going to Taiwan, October going to China,
和我同年弟兄们只剩下我一个人跨过太平洋了,
in the people that are still my age, only I can still go across over the Pacific.
早就不行了,
all the other ones, they can't do it anymore.
好两位都被主接去了,
a couple ones are received by the Lord already.
到了最后都忍受身体的痛苦了,
at their end days they all suffer.
这是人的苦难,
that is the suffering from man.
我们第二苦难是为主受苦,
and our second suffering that we can endure is to suffer for Christ.
那不同,
that's different.
主的道路从苦难进荣耀,
because Christ walked through suffering into glory.
主的讲的苦难和人的苦难完全不同,
so the suffering of Christ and suffering from man is completely different.
今天我们就要讲从主的苦难,
so today we're going to talk about the suffering from Christ,
十架的苦难,
the cross of suffering.
这苦难领主到荣耀,
and it is through this suffering that Christ entered into glory.
第一件事,
first thing,
主胜过仇敌的荣耀,
Christ overcame the enemy and got into glory. The overcoming of Christ,
道成肉身,
when words became flesh, he is the Son of God.
他有两面的,
but now he has two sides.
一面, 他绝对是神,
one side he is completely God.
除了耶稣之外, 没有神,
with, outside from Christ, there is no God.
主说, 没有人看见我神,
and our Lord says no one can see God.
只有父怀中的 独生子叫他彰显。
But only the Son of God can manifest God.
耶稣基督来了，把神彰显。
So when Christ came, He manifests God.
我们人类才能认识神了。
So that man can now get to know God.
我们教会才能信神了。
So the church can now believe in God.
主成了我们的生命力量。
And how our Lord become our new life.
他是绝对的神。
So on one side, He is completely God.
他之外没有神。
And outside of Him, there's no God.
唯一的一位看得见的神。
He is a God that can be seen.
唯一一位我们能认识的神。
He is a God that can be known.
我们能够接他到我们里面来的神。
He is a God that we can receive and welcome in us.
所以约翰写书信。
So that's why when John wrote his letters.
写到最后。
At the end.
他结束他的书信。
He concludes his letter.
他是真实的神。
Saying that he is the true God.
也是永远的生命。
And the eternal life.
神在外面成为神。
That God is a God of external.
神到我们里面来了，是永远生命。
But when he indwells in us, he is now our eternal life.
神的儿子道成肉身了。
So the Son of God word became flesh.
一面他是绝对的神。
One side he is the absolute God.
另外一面他是绝对的人。
On the other hand, he is an absolute man.
和我们的身体一样的虚肉身体。
He shared the same flesh and bones as us.
我们身体的软弱处都有。
The weakness of our flesh is the same weakness of Christ.
他会觉得痛。
He would feel pain.
他会觉得孤单。
He would feel loneliness.
他的魂也和我们一样的魂。
He shared the same soul as we.
所以他也会觉得难受。
So that's why he could suffer as well.
他也会受人的讥诮，觉得痛苦。
He would also be irritated and he would feel pain.
主耶稣是绝对的人。
So Christ is also an absolute man.
而主活在地上的生活也两面的。
So when Christ lived his life, he lives his life in two ways.
对人。
To man,
他一直叫人信他是神的儿子。
He would let men believe that he is the Son of God.
他对个瞎眼的说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
He asked the one who is blind and said, "Do you believe of the Son of God?"
开人盲眼，医人灵魂。
And he would open up his eyes and save his soul.
他是绝对的神。
So he is the absolute God.
对撒旦来说。
When he is facing
每一次碰到鬼魔的时候
every time when he faced enemy,
主是绝对的人
our Lord is now the absolute man
留下说魔鬼从来不说他是神的儿子
so when he faced the enemy he would never proclaim that he is the son of God he is the son of man
魔鬼真要想把主耶稣引到神儿子地位上去
so the enemy tried to make Jesus show his divine power
神的儿子就不碰魔鬼
But the Son of God would never face the enemy.
神的儿子太尊贵了。
Because the Son of God is too high of a
position. 每一次主回答仇敌，都是人子活着怎样
？Every time when Christ faced the enemy, he faced him as the Son of Man.
那么主是个绝对的人。
Because Christ is also a man.
撒旦用他所有的力量攻击主。
So the enemy used all his tactics to attack Christ.
主耶稣100%用血肉之身来的。
But when facing the enemy, Christ used the Son of Man to face him.
主不能动用一点神的力量。
And Christ cannot use any of his divine power
to
face the enemy.
主若用神的力量。
If Christ used his divine power,
主已经失败了。
Then Christ lost.
主完全用人的力量。
Christ used his power as a man to face the enemy.
血肉之身来对抗仇敌。
Used his flesh and bone to face the enemy.
让我们都懂得肉体多软弱啊
！So now we all understand the weakness of our flesh and bones.
知道肉体软弱吧
？We know the weakness of our flesh.
所以大卫看见主的受苦。
So that's why David saw the suffering of Christ.
他在诗篇第八篇写了句了不起的诗。
And in Psalm 8 he said this.
耶稣基督用血肉受苦。
He says that Christ will suffer in his flesh.
他说神将能力建立在吃奶婴孩的口中。
But God gave his power to an infant.
叫报仇的闭口无言。
So that the one who wanted the revenge would have no words to say.
原文更强。
In the original language, it
says
this.
我把它翻作哑口无声。
It says that someone who could be speechless.
输得没有声音了。
The enemy lost and he is now speechless.
把能力建立在婴孩吃奶的口中。
Because God gave his power to an infant.
婴孩吃奶怎么样
？Now how powerful is an infant?
人中间最软弱的是婴孩。
An infant is the weakest among us all.
婴孩不会保护自己的。
An infant is without protection.
婴孩更不会攻击别人的。
And an infant can never attack.
有没有一个人去跟婴孩打架的呀？
Now, kid, is anyone there to fight an infant?
我们人是没有的，谁知道跟婴孩打架？
I don't think anyone would dare fight an infant.
用一个指头就要婴孩倒下去了。
All you need is one finger and you can kill an infant.
婴孩是最软弱的记号。
An infant is the mark of weakness.
主在地上的生活就和婴孩一样。
And yet when the Lord was living in this world, he was like an infant.
从来不保护自己。
He was defenseless.
从来不攻击仇敌。
And he would never attack the enemy.
只用虚肉之身忍受仇敌一切攻击。
He used his flesh and blood to endure the attack of the enemy.
他和仇敌力量的对比太 不相称了。
Comparing the power of the enemy and the flesh and blood,
撒旦的力量有多大呀？
How powerful was Satan?
他是惊世的君王。
He is the king of this world.
他掌握全世界。
He held on to this whole world.
他掌握全人类。
He held on to all men.
他翻江倒海啊。
And he could raise river and mountain.
他的力量有多大？
How powerful he was.
主耶稣用虚肉之身。
But Christ only used his flesh.
对抗仇敌。
To face the enemy.
最后仇敌攻击主的力量用尽了。
And at the end, the enemy has no more power to attack Christ.
他攻不到主，主得胜了。
And he cannot overcome Christ, so Christ won.
叫婴孩吃奶把仇敌摔倒了。
Even an infant with strength can now overcome the
enemy. 大卫说仇敌输得哑口无声啊。
So that's why David said the enemy lost and he is now speechless.
输得声音都没有了。
He lost so that he is now speechless.
神的儿女都要看见耶稣得胜。
So that's why as children of God, we have to recognize
this. 主已经完全得胜了。
Christ has won completely.
用虚肉之身胜过仇敌。
Using his flesh and blood to overcome the enemy.
这个大得胜。
So how great is this victory?
今天二千年教会继续主的得胜。
It's been 2,000 years and we continue this victory.
我们有虚肉之身胜过仇敌。
That we use our flesh and blood to overcome the enemy.
这美国容易基督徒容易过生活。
Now in the United States, it is easy to be a Christian.
我每年去中国大陆。
But every time when I go to China,
他们不容易啊。
It is not the same for them.
他们在那里高的逼迫之下生活。
They are living under persecution.
谁是可以被抓起来的？
Sometimes they will get captured.
谁是可以坐监的？
Sometimes they will be put into jail.
谁是可以受刑罚的？
At all time they can be punished.
在基督徒中国大陆的兴旺啊。
But yet Christianity is raising.
我真是喜欢去的。
So that's why I love to go back.
我不去教训他们。
I'm not there to discipline them.
我也讲到。
I go and speak.
我心里面是去得帮助去的。
But in my heart, I go to get help from them.
向他们学习去的。
To learn from them.
他们的生活不容易。
Because they live a harder life.
但是主的权能在他们当中啊。
But yet they hold the power of Christ.
今天我到一个教会去啊。
Today when I go to the church.
中国最大的教会。
Into the biggest church in China.
它的会所好多的小一个地方。
It is a big gathering place.
最大的会有坐五千人。
The biggest meeting hall could sit 5,000.
有一个弟兄闹肉体了。
And a brother came in flesh.
吵架。
They started an argument.
他到底说他踢人了呀。
And then he was so angry that he almost kicked
someone. 这个人多了就什么样的人都会有了。
When we have so many in us, there are all type of people.
他讲踢出去啊。
And he wanted to kick out.
收不回来了。
Once you kick, you can never take it back.
脚就放在空中不能动了。
He was kicked, his leg is now midway in the air.
他知道是审判他了。
He knew that God was saying.
大声的认罪。
And then he confessed loudly.
他们把他搬到医院去。
So then now they took this brother to the hospital.
医生有什么办法叫他脚放平啊？
Now the doctor can't even make his leg come back down.
最后他自己彻底认罪，嘴放平，脚放平了。
But at the end he confessed to God and his leg can now come back normal.
神真是又真又活的神啊！
So that's why God is a true and living God.
谁管理教会啊？
Who disciplined the church?
谁能管理啊？
Who can discipline the church?
今天我们教会小。
Today we have a small gathering.
我一生经历教会多半都是大教会。
And usually when I go to the church, it's more people.
谁能管理教会？
But yet, who can discipline
主管理教会？
The Lord can discipline the church.
复活基督管理教会。
The risen Christ can discipline the church.
今天主就在我们这里。
Today, the Lord is among us.
在每个弟兄姊妹家中。
Is in your home.
在每个弟兄姊妹的心里面。
Is in your heart.
他是身在我的里面管理我。
He is now living in you to discipline you.
主有没有管理你们？
Has the Lord disciplined
管理你们是不是？赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
这主的得胜。
This is the overcoming
of Christ. 借着苦难 毁坏仇敌一切的力量。
Through suffering, he has now demolished the power of the enemy.
教会继续做这个见证。
And the church is now the testimony.
忍二千年忍受仇敌一切的攻击。
In 2000 years, we endure the attack of the enemy.
美国没有逼迫。
Now in the United States, there's no persecution.
这个世界上大半地方都有逼迫的。
I tell you that the rest of the world, there's a lot of persecution.
美洲没有逼迫。
North America, no persecution.
南美洲有。
South America, yes.
西欧没有逼迫。
In the Western Europe, no persecution.
东欧很大的逼迫。
But yet the Eastern Europe,
a lot of persecution. 其他世界都有逼迫。
Rest of the world, persecution.
所以我们活在美国啊。
So that's why we are in the United States.
我们要知道啊，我们是太容易做基督徒的地方。
Let us understand that we are living in a place that is easy to be Christians.
加倍的学功课。
That's why we have to learn our lessons in double time.
接受一切环境对付啊。
To receive and understand our circumstances.
不然我们见了主了，我们真是没有面子的。
Otherwise, when we face the Lord, we will be shameful.
赞美主。
So praise the Lord.
用苦难毁坏仇敌。
Through suffering, we can overcome the enemy.
这是教会的得胜。
That's the overcoming of church.
教会继续基督的得胜。
And that's how the church can continue the victory of
Christ. 我们从来不用神的力量，对着苦难。
We can never use divine power to face our suffering.
我们对着苦难。
But when we face
our suffering, 我一生当中从来有事情不找人帮忙。
Sometimes I don't want to ask for help.
特别住在台湾的时候。
Especially when I was in Taiwan.
弟兄人很多，弟兄多。
There are a lot of brothers.
好些在政府中间有地位的人。
A lot of them, they have an important position in the government.
遇见麻烦了。
So when someone faced trouble,
从来没有找过一个人帮忙。
When I faced trouble, I never asked for help.
有一次我在美国找到麻烦了。
But one time I got in trouble in
the United States. 我要回到台湾去回不去了。
I couldn't go back to Taiwan anymore.
不讲这件事了哈。
To not go into detail.
这样一个难处发生了。
But there was a great challenge.
台湾一个很有地位的弟兄。
So there is someone who was powerful in Taiwan.
跟蒋介石总统好朋友。
He was a good friend with the president at that time.
他说：“师兄，这件事该给我办。”
And he said, "Brother C, let me help you."
你办不了的。
You cannot handle it.
我谢谢你，谢谢你。
And I said, "Thank you, sir."
我才不会叫他办了。
But yet I don't need your help.
我叫他办了，我不要奉主名了，这是。
If I ask for his help, then what can I ask for?
奉耶稣基督的命。
In Jesus' name.
胜过一切仇敌。
We can overcome all enemies.
主怎样得胜。
How the Lord has overcome.
教会照样得胜。
How the church will overcome.
用我们的血肉得胜。
Use our flesh and blood, we will win.
现在懂得苦难了吧？
So now I hope you understand suffering.
苦难的十字架。
The cross of suffering.
因着苦难败坏仇敌一切作为。
Through our suffering, we can overcome the enemy.
这今天我们要讲的苦难十字架。
So today we talk about the cross of suffering.
保罗是个苦难十字架的见证人。
Paul is a witness of the cross of suffering.
在身体受苦。
On his body, he suffered.
在侍奉受苦。
In his service, he suffered.
在他的生活受苦。
In his life, he suffered.
他各方面的仇敌攻击。
In all points, he was attacked.
保罗是耶稣基督最大的见证人。
And Paul is the greatest witness of Christ.
保罗就讲到今生苦难。
So that's why Paul talked about the suffering of our life.
保罗说今生苦难。
Paul said the suffering of life.
他说自战自轻的苦处。
He said this is only the lightest affliction.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why would he say that?
你在使徒行传读到保罗的苦难。
When you read the book of Acts, you could see Paul suffering.
他挨打我们就一次也受不了。
The physical suffering that he has to endure, we cannot even endure it a little bit.
他受鞭打呀。
When he was whipped.
我很佩服保罗这个人。
So that's why I admire Paul.
打那打那个打得很凶的打呀。
When they whipped him, it was no
joke. 叫人受不了的打呀。
When they whip him, it's a great pain.
保罗都记得。
So Paul would remember.
他有意思的打四十减一下。
Then one time he was punished 40 minus one of 39 strikes.
我若挨打，我才记不得打减掉一下。
If I was being whipped, I would not be able to count.
保罗说感谢主，你少打了一下。
But Paul said, thanks to the Lord that you whipped me one less
than I should deserve. 打四十减一下。
You only whip me 39
times. 可能这一下就是保罗受不了的一下了。
Maybe the last stripe was the one that he could not take.
主给他免掉了。
So the Lord took it away from him.
保罗讲到苦难。
So when Paul talked about suffering,
自战自轻的苦难。
He described it as the lightest affliction.
为什么自战呢？
Why is it only temporal?
时间呢，是神最大的仆人。
Because time is the greatest servant of God.
任何苦难。
Whatever suffering it is.
都在时间里会过去的。
Will pass in time.
没有有时间过不去的苦难吗？
There's no suffering that will not pass in time.
有，那是殉道者。
Yes, when someone was martyred.
殉道者也一个人有信心殉道也不行的。
But for someone, they have to die in faith.
而殉道都有神指定的。
And whoever is martyred, those are the people that are assigned.
到启示录有地方说，殉道数目满了。
So in the Revelation, it says when the number of martyrs are enough,
这样殉道没有机会了。
Then even if you want to die for Christ, you can't.
今天在美国不可能殉道的。
So in the United States, you can't be.
在中国殉道的基督徒很多。
But in China, you could.
要命可以拿去。
You can take away my life.
要我否认主。
But if you want me to deny Christ, there's no way.
有刑管都接受。
You can punish me.
保罗说，自在。都会过去的。
But Paul describes suffering as temporal.
时间是最大的仆人。
Because time is the greatest servant of God.
时间里面主做一切的事。
And in time, Christ accomplished all things.
我一生也经过几次苦难。
So in my lifetime, I've endured some suffering.
都过去了。
And all this suffering has passed.
现在回想。
Now when I think back,
看见失败或者得胜。
I can see, the victory.
失败得胜留到永远的。
And this victory or failure lasts forever.
时间是神最大的仆人。
So I tell you that time is the greatest servant of God.
所以基督徒的忍耐是最大的力量。
So that's why endurance and patience is our greatest.
圣经称它为基督的忍耐。
Strongest point. So that's why it is Christ's endurance.
耶稣基督的忍耐。
His endurance.
我常说人啊，忍耐都有一个 bottom， 都有一个。
So all endurance of man has a bottom, like a bottle.
比别人忍耐多一点。
Maybe I can endure a little bit more.
你比我忍耐更多一点。
Or maybe you can endure a little bit more than me.
那都是有底的。
But yet we have a bottom.
碰到底你忍耐不去了，你不下去了。
Bottom is reached, you can endure no more.
基督的忍耐。
But the endurance of Christ.
他没有 bottom 的。
Is without a bottom.
主耶稣经过各种各样的苦难。
Christ has endured every type of suffering.
你摸不到基督的底的。
And you can never reach his bottom.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
仇敌才不要他钉十字架。
The enemy did not want Christ to be crucified.
仇敌怕死了。
Because the enemy was afraid.
更要说话叫他下来啊。
The enemy wanted Christ to come down from the cross.
人讥笑他。
Men despise Christ.
你若是神的儿子下来啊。
And said, if you are the son of God, come down.
这个话很难受，主耶稣下来太容易了。
I think it's hard. It is easy for Christ to come down.
昨天我那个弟兄他跟我讲啊。
So there's a brother that spoke this to me.
我若是主。
And he said, if I was the Lord.
我先下来再上去。
I would come down to show them and I'll go back up.
让你们看一看我能下来的。
So just to show men that I can come down.
我幸亏你不是主。
So I said, I'm glad you are not the Lord.
你是主，同一切都完了，对吧？
If you were the Lord, then everything is over.
讽刺的力量，你若是神的儿子，跳下来啊！
So man said, if you're the son of God, come down.
主好像听不见。
But God ignored them.
主显出来这个不像神的儿子。
If the Lord listened to them, then he is not the son of God.
地位高的人另外一种说法。
The higher position, they said a different thing.
他救了别人，不能救自己。
The scribes and elders said he saved others, himself he cannot save.
这是世界最伟大的一句话。
That is a great saying.
主一生救了多少人？
The Lord spent his lifetime saving others.
救了千万人，不能救自己。
He saved 10,000, but yet he cannot save
主
himself.
主若救了自己，我们都完了。
Because if he saved himself, then it's the end for us.
我们有诗歌叫做他不能救自己。
That's why we have a song. The song's name is himself, he
cannot save. 他若救了自己，不然荒凉罪人得救无门了。
If he saved himself, then us will have no door to be saved.
主不救自己。
So the Lord cannot save
救了别人不能救自己。
He saved others, himself he cannot save.
这是基督的世界的伟大。
And that's why it's the greatness of the crucifixion.
时间都带过去了。
Time has passed.
主的世界他的力量他是神的儿子力量永远的。
But yet, the power of the cross lasts forever.
所以进到二千年下来我们还做跟随世界。
So that's why in 2000 years we still follow the
cross. 赞美世界。
Praise the cross.
敬拜十字架。
Worship the cross.
自战自清的苦处。
Is a light and temporal affliction.
要么换来极重无比永远的荣耀。
And in exchange is the eternal glory.
不足介意了。
So that's why we don't care.
这保罗给我们一个秘诀。
That's what Paul gave us.
受苦难的时候
that when we suffered,
默默里面的生命
Think of the life in you.
圣灵在我们里面。
The Spirit is in you.
是我们要有圣灵的经历啊。
And it is a testimony with the Spirit.
我们有圣灵去 experience, 圣灵的经历。
We have an experience of the Spirit.
我们知道圣灵在我们里面。
That when we say that we have the Spirit in us.
加上圣灵是永远的灵。
And this Spirit is the eternal Spirit.
引导我们到永远了。
This eternal Spirit will lead us into eternity.
跨过今世。
To walk past this
我们要到主那里了
We will come to the Lord.
一切今天的事都要决定将来的事
All the things we do today, we determine what's come in that day.
所以今天我们经过苦难一步一步小心啊
So that's why when we walk through suffering, be mindful.
一个功课一个功课我们都宝贵啊
Let us learn and treasure all the lessons we can learn.
要那今天最暂最轻的苦处
Because for the lightest and temporal affliction,
要换将来极重无比永远的荣耀
in exchange a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory
今生的苦难不足介意了
so that's why a temporal suffering is no matter
教会的地上走路最雄壮
so the church we walk and march on this world
我们神的儿女都要雄壮的走完今生道路
and that's why as children of God we walk strong in this world
保罗说因为我们所顾念的不是暂时的
so that's why Paul said that we do not look at the thingsThat are temporal.
我们顾念是永远的。
But we only look at the things that are eternal.
罗马八章讲到一件最大的事。
And Romans chapter 8 talk of an important thing.
主的道路从苦难进荣耀。
Is that Christ's path is from suffering into glory.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
希伯来书告诉我们从苦难到荣耀。
In the book of Hebrews tells us that we have to go through
suffering. 罗马书说我们是儿子。
And in Romans, it says that we are the children.
既是儿子就是后嗣。
And if children, then heirs.
与基督一同做后嗣。
Join heirs with Christ.
有份于他的荣耀就今生有份于他的苦难
so that we suffer with him and we will be glorified with him
苦儿子给后嗣俩完全不同的意思
children and heirs has two different meanings
我们神的儿女
as children of God
是不知道神的儿女
are you children of God
每一个神的儿女
every child of God
另外一个身份是后嗣
We have another position, which is the heir.
既是儿子就是后嗣。
If children, then heirs.
后嗣什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be an heir?
后嗣承继产业。
And heir has an inheritance.
基督产业有多大
？Whatever the inheritance of Christ is.
多大的产业都教会承受了。
However great that inheritance is, the church has now received.
我们承受基督耶稣一切的力量。
All the strength of Christ we have now inherited.
所有的应许。
All his promises.
基督耶稣在永远里面的所得的基业。
All the inheritance of Christ.
教会都承受了。
The church has now inherited.
你们有没有想过将来要得的产业？
Now have you thought about the inheritance you will receive?
就今生的苦难不足介意了。
So that's why all the suffering on this lifetime is no matter.
有没有生过病？
Have you been sick before?
生病好受吧？
Do you feel well when you're sick?
好受吧？
I don't think so.
不好受。
I don't think.
我生过好几次病。
I've been sick a couple times.
生病了感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
今天叫我忍耐这个病。
Today that I can endure this sickness.
到有一天我身体不能再难为我了。
Until one day my body can no longer
make it difficult for me. 我们的救分三部分的。
So when we're saved, there are three aspects.
灵的救。
Our spirit is saved.
魂的救。
Our soul is saved.
身体的救。
And our flesh is saved.
灵的救在我们重生的时候。
The spirit is saved when we were baptized.
我们一生追求魂的救。
And we spend our lifetime looking for our soul to be saved.
时间过去得很快。
And when the time has passed,
有一点时间打把主带来了。
One day when the Lord comes again,
见主的时候
when we see the Lord,
是我们身体得救的时候了。
And our flesh will be saved at
that
time.
这个卑贱身体我们不要了。
This humble body we no longer want.
我们看见主的时候
when we meet the Lord again,
主要把我们卑贱的身体
the Lord will take away our
改变形状
transform it,
像他荣耀的身体像是
Transform into his glorious body.
身体不再难为我们了。
So our flesh can no longer make it hard for us.
时间空间都不能限制我们了。
Time and space can no longer constrain us.
我们和主一样了。
And now we became part of
the Lord. 这是我们荣耀的盼望。
And that's a glorious hope.
经在经历里面我们就能够经历了。
And today in our daily living we can experience.
我们有祷告管理很远地方的事。
Through prayers we can pray for things that are far far away.
主用我们这个地方的复兴影响另外地方的生命。
And God wants our resurrection
教会就超时间超空间的。
So how that's why the church has passed over time
and space. 我们里面的生命超时间超空间的。
That our new life in us pass through time and space.
所以我从大陆回来，大陆有个地方有很大的难处。
So that's after I came back from China, there was great difficulty over there.
一直到现在经常通电话。
Even to today, we talk on the phone often.
他们就会不会忘记我实际上为我们祷告。
And they would always say, Brother C, pray for us.
一定为你们祷告。
And I said, I will pray for you.
这个是最富有负担为你们祷告。
And I have heavy burden to pray for you.
我们祷告控制一切的事。
Because when we prayed, we controlled all things.
我们超过时间空间了。
When we pray, we bypass time and space.
有一天我们真的完全超过了。
And one day we can completely bypass time and space.
今天是儿子就是后嗣。
If children, then heirs.
和基督同作后嗣。
To be joint heirs with Christ.
原文这句话很奇妙，和基督联合着作后嗣。
In the original language, it describes it as the joint heirs with Christ.
我们联合着主作后嗣。
Together with Christ, we are heirs.
主怎样说继承一切。
How our Lord has his inheritance.
我们也照样继承一切。
We share this inheritance.
舍得一切产业。
All of his inheritance.
基督的一切产业。
All the inheritance of Christ.
教会都承受了。
The church will also have it.
所以我们富有吧。
So how rich are we?
因为每个神的儿女都看见自己是非常富有的人。
So each child of God, we should understand how
rich we are. 穷到我在地上钱都没有了。
Even though we could be poor in this world with no money.
我还要夸。
But yet I will still praise.
夸耶稣基督啊。
Praise Christ.
有主我就胜过一切。
Because with Christ and I can overcome all.
我是今年经常到很远地方去旅行去工作的。
So every year I travel far.
有人问我明年去不去。
They ask me, are you coming again next year?
只要主有在一定给我力量。
And I said, when the Lord is willing, he will strengthen me.
不要问我年龄。
Don't ask me how old I am.
我最怕人问我年龄。
I don't like people asking me how old I am.
你要提醒我，叫我想起旧照，是不是
？Do you want to remind me of my flesh?
你要提醒我，叫我觉得我软弱，是不是
？Do you want to remind me how weak I am?
靠着主。
But it is through the strength of the Lord.
胜过一切。
I can overcome all things.
下面哥罗西书说。
In Colossians it said.
保罗讲句大话。
Paul said this.
在我肉身上。补满基督患难的缺欠。
Filled up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ.
基督患难有缺欠吗？
Now, why is there any lacking of the affliction of Christ?
基督的患难没有缺欠。
There is no lacking in the affliction of
Christ. 基督的患难是完全的。
Because Christ has suffered completely.
但保罗为什么这样说？
Then why did Paul say this?
基督苦难有另外一面。
Because there's another side of the affliction of Christ.
叫生产的苦难。
Is the suffering of labor.
基督的苦难都为着生命的生命。
The affliction and suffering of Christ is to bear a new life.
为着要产生教会所以受苦。
To bear the new life of church.
这个苦难有缺欠。
So that's why this part of the suffering is lacking.
留下给多两千年教会。
And this lacking is saved for the church.
我们都有份于基督生产的苦难。
We can all be partakers of this labor of pain.
要从我们生出教会来呀。
So through us, we can give birth to the
church. 教会一代过一代生长出来的。
From generation to generation, the church is given birth.
保罗说从我肉身补满基督患难的缺欠。
So that's why Paul said, filled up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ.
一个妇女生产是最大的痛苦。
Just like when a woman has to give birth is the greatest suffering.
看妇女生产的时候。
The laboring pain.
我有的在旁边看，我想到此为止了，不要再生了。
One time I witnessed it and I said, we will no longer bear child.
但是生产的妇女感觉不一样。
But it is different for the woman who is giving birth.
她当生出孩子来了。
After she gave birth.
孩子抱在怀中啊。
When she has the newborn baby in her bosom.
她刚才的苦难忘记了。
Then now she forgot about the pain she just went through.
你们做母亲的是不是这样？
I think it is true for all the mothers.
我没有做过母亲，我不知道。
I'm not a mother, so I wouldn't know.
我看了这个妈妈一。孩子抱在手里，她不叫苦难了。
So when I saw a mother carrying her newborn, she never talked about the pain she went through.
只夸她的 baby 呀。
She would only say how great the baby.
都叫人家来看她的小孩子。
And come ask everyone to look at this baby.
所以有的姊妹们一个孩子生不完了。
So that's why some mothers they give birth to more and more child.
我一个同工，她姊妹生了十一个。
I have a coworker, she gave birth to 11 child.
我在旁边看了，真是够了。
And I looked at it from the side and I said that should be enough.
她有两孩子，皮的不得了。
There are two of the children that they're naughty.
父母都很不好做。
And it's hard to be a parent.
又生一个。
Why do you have another one?
生了第八个，又生第九个了。
After the eighth one, there's the ninth.
还生第十个。
The tenth one.
我服了他们了。
I said, I now admire you.
这是我没有经过他的母亲的那个喜乐。
Because I cannot experience the joy of being a mother.
生产的苦难。
The pain of labor.
我们都要有份于生产苦难。
We can all partake in this labor of pain.
大家生个孩子好不好？
So let you bear a child.
去传福音啊！
To preach the gospel.
生一个灵魂啊！
To bear a new spirit.
把你灵魂带进来啊！
To bear a new soul. Bring a new soul.
你带一个灵魂得救。
When you bring a new soul to be saved,
又尝到传福音的喜乐。
Then now you can taste the joy of spreading the gospel.
福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of the Lord.
今天教会全天下都是。
Today there are churches everywhere.
这全世界的教会都在受生产的苦难。
And all the churches in this world, we are all experiencing this pain.
我们都有份于生产苦难。
We can all be partaker of this pain.
这是最容易受的。
And that's the easy part.
去带一个灵魂得救啊！
To bring a new soul to life.
我带几个人得救的时候，为他们真是不容易。
It is hard for me to bring a couple souls to life.
和仇敌征战。
Every time you have to fight the enemy.
一步一步带过来。
Every step of the way.
最后把他身上的仇敌打败了。
And at the end, you help the person overcome the enemy.
把他背后的仇敌打败了。
You overcome the enemy behind that person.
带他到主面前了。
Bring this person to the Lord.
他接受主得救了。
And the Lord, he received the Lord and saved.
这个喜乐没有人能比的。
And this joy.It cannot be compared.
我们神儿女的生命的生长也有苦难。
So as children of God, we bear the pain of.
带神儿女的生命增长啊。
So let us grow.
为了教会所生产的苦难。
For the sake of the church, bear this pain.
是更大的苦难。
The greater pain.
因为每个人坐在这里。
Everyone who sits among us,
都有一个人背后带你们过来的，是不是？
There is someone who brought you to church,
不是，这就剩下来就信主了吧？
You're not just born and you're saved automatically.
都有人带你们得救的吧？
Someone brought you here.
有人为你所生产的苦难。
Someone took on the pain of labor.
教会要长大。
So the church can grow.
也要有人在背后所生产的苦难。
Someone has to bear these pains.
看见神的儿女生长起来了。
See the children to grow in number.
这个喜乐都没有比这个大的。
I tell you that there's no greater joy than that.
每年到台湾。
Every time I go to Taiwan.
看台湾教会在长。
I look at the church in Taiwan to grow.
到大陆。
I go to China.
大陆长得比台湾更快一点。
The growth in China is even faster than Taiwan.
台湾长得比我们美国快一点。
But the Taiwan grows faster than us.
美国生活太容易了。
Because it is too easy to live
here. 但我们个人都有我们个人的功课，对不对？
But I tell you that all of us, we have our lessons to learn.
我们在生活里面要接受基督的苦难。
So in our living, let us suffer with Christ.
所以希伯来书二章讲很伟大的话。
So that's why Hebrews chapter 2 said this.
耶稣基督为人人受了苦难。
That Christ has suffered for all men.
为人人受死。
To die for all men. Taste death for everyone.
原文是为每一个人受死。
Taste death for everyone.
所以被十架。
So that's why the cross.
十架为人类受死。
He died on the cross for mankind.
主不是为着整个人类受死。
The Lord did not just die for some
为着一个一个人受死的。
All mankind, but he died one by one for us.
我给你们讲的是真理。
So I tell you this truth.
主死为我。
Christ died for me.
你不要讲主是为我们。
Don't say Christ died for us.
我年轻的时候传福音。
When I was younger, when I preached the gospel,
很喜欢唱这首诗歌。
I like this song.
为我，为我，为我，为我。
He died for me, for me, for me, and for me.
为我，他钉十字架。
For me, he went to the cross.
不是为着别人。
Not for anyone else.
为着我，主钉十字架。
For me, Christ died on the cross.
我们诗歌本里这首诗歌。
In our book, there is a song.
结果没有别人犯罪需要主拯救。
He says, even though there's no other sinner that needed to be saved.
为着我一个人的灵魂。
For my one soul.
主需要钉十字架。
The Lord died on the cross.
为每一个人尝死味。
For everyone he tastes death.
死味清尝。
He tastes death temporarily.
就是为我去尝死味。
He tastes death for me.
所以基督徒不怕死。
So that's why Christians, we're not afraid
of death. 我们的死味主尝了。
Because Christ has tasted
death for us. 我们的痛苦主背了。
Our suffering Christ took on.
救恩大吧。
How great is his salvation?
为人人尝了死味。
He tastes death for everyone.
他是为救恩的元帅。
And he is the captain of our salvation.
这个元帅这句话啊。
The captain.
也可以翻作发明的或者著作者这本书的写书的人著作者。
Can also be translated as the author.
主是救恩的作者。
The Lord is the author of salvation.
主是救恩的发明人。
He is the creator of salvation.
在主之外没有救恩。
Outside of the Lord, there's no other salvation.
主就是救恩。
The Lord is the salvation.
我中文版叫做救恩的元帅。
So in the Chinese version, he is the captain of the salvation.
他要使用救恩。
And he used his salvation.
他带领救恩。
To lead with his salvation.
这么大的救恩。
This great salvation.
主做成功了。
The Lord has completed it.
救恩的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of salvation?
救恩的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the Lord?
救恩的意义是什么？
What is his purpose?
你们都蒙了大救恩了。
You have now received this salvation.
救恩的意义是什么？
What is his purpose?
说不出来了。都蒙了救恩没有啊？
Have you received your salvation?
蒙了这么大的救恩，救恩意义什么呢？
You have received this salvation, yet you don't know what.
有人告诉我免死。
Some people will say that we will not afraid of death.
太小太小。
That's too little.
和主一同复活。
To be resurrected with Christ?
还是小一点。
Still, not enough.
带领我一生的道路。
To lead me my whole life.
我们饶离不开自己的。
Still, you're centering on yourself.
主的救恩。
The salvation
最后的目的
his eternal, his
希伯来二章说了
In Hebrews chapter 2 it says
他说因为每一个人尝了死味
He tastes death for everyone
率领众子进荣耀
So that he can bring the many sons into glory
主来到地上只有一个目的
The Lord came to this world for one purpose
不是死
Not to die
死是过程
To die is
不是复活
Not just to
复活是个手续
It's just a procedure
主来到一个目的
The one purpose
最后这个人的形状进荣耀了
Is that at the end he took on the form of man to go into glory
一个人的身份进入神的最大的荣耀了
As a man now he can go into glory
主不需要进荣耀
But then the Lord does not need to
go back to glory
because he came from that place.
主为着教会进荣耀。
But yet he came to lead the church
into glory. 主进荣耀。
The Lord go into glory.
告诉教会所有的人都要进荣耀。
To proclaim to everyone in the church that now you can go into glory.
希伯来书二章讲最伟大的话。
So that's why Hebrews chapter 2 said this greatest thing.
带领众子进荣耀。
To bring the many sons into glory.
信不信?
Do you believe in it?
信不信
Do you believe in it?
到了希伯来十三章
In Hebrews 13,
希伯来书要结束了。
The end of the book of Hebrews.
保罗说我们有一个祭坛。
And Paul said that now we have an altar.
旧约最重要的是祭坛跟献祭。
In the Old Testament, the most important thing is the altar and the sacrifice.
立为那个祭司献祭。
The priest, will sacrifice.
一定在祭坛上献祭。
Sacrifice on the altar.
所有的祭坛都在营外。
And all the altar are outside of the camp.
祭坛，我们有个祭坛。
Now the altar that we use.
和旧约不一样。
Is now a different altar.
所有千万的牛羊。
All the cows and sheep.
都遇到主耶稣要来为我们钉十架。
Represents Christ that will die for us.
今天基督应验的十架祭坛。
Today Christ has made this altar come true.
他在城门外受苦。
When he suffered outside of the gate,
十架在城外,
The cross was outside of the city.
主在城外受苦。
Christ suffered outside
of the city. 我们要随着他去。
So that was why let us go forth to him.
出到营外。
Outside the camp.
救了他去。
Bearing his reproach.
这个营是什么呢？
What is this camp?
以色列人的营。
The camp of the Israelites.
以色列人的十二支派按照他们的地位安营的。
The 12 tribes of Israel.
三个支派一个方向。
Three tribes in one direction.
他们很有次序。
They are all arranged nicely.
摩西是组织力量非常强的人。
Moses is a good organizer.
每件事都给他们定位好事情了，定位了。
And all things are organized well.
他们驻营非常整齐的。
So the camps are separated.
这是个组织啊。
This system.
他们最严密的组织。
It is a system that is tight.
所有的组织都没有生命。
But yet, this system has no life.
今天基督教都是个组织啊。
And I tell you that Christianity is a system that has no life.
认识主的人称为组织基督教。
People that know God will not call us Christianity.
主的生命不在组织基督教的里面。
The life of Christ is not in Christianity.
在主身上。
It is on Christ.
出到营外。
So that's why I have to go outside of camp.
救了他去。
So we'll go forth to him.
每一个人都要跟随主。
Bearing his reproach.
明白主的话吗？
So do you understand?
基督的苦难。
The suffering of Christ.
最后到了新耶路撒冷城。
And at the new Jerusalem that is to come.
天使告诉约翰。
The angels told John.
我把基督的新妇子给你看。
I will show you the bride.
他一看的时候。
And when John looked.
基督告诉我把新妇有羔羊的妻子给你看。
I will show you the bride, the lamb's wife.
新妇指着生命。
The bride talks about the life.
羔羊的妻子的道路。
The lamb's wife is the path.
新妇和基督相配的。
The bride is with Christ.
羔羊的妻走主的道路。
And the lamb's wife is the path of
Christ. 羔羊来到地上就是被杀流血。
The lamb came to this world to be slaughtered.
完成救赎的救恩。
To give his blood to complete the salvation.
所以我把新妇有羔羊的妻子给你看。
To show you the bride, the lamb's wife.
教会走羔羊道路。
So the church takes on the path of the lamb.
所以教会成为新妇。
So that's why the church will become the bride.
也称为羔羊的妻。
And also the lamb's wife.
在我们身上看见基督的苦难。
So through us, we can see the suffering of Christ.
在我们日常生活每一件小事里面出来的。
In our daily living, all the mundane things, we suffer through Christ.
最小的生活的事。
In the smallest little thing.
有主在这样的荣耀里都存在的。
If you do it with the Lord, then it is now an eternity.
没有主，地上最大的事都消灭了。
If you do it without the Lord, then it's in vain.
所以耶路撒冷的城门珍珠城门
So that's why the gates of the New Jerusalem are made of pearls
珍珠城门珍珠
12 gates were 12 pearls
就是大的泵盖里面
The pearls is living in a clamp
有那个沙石进去了
When the clamp has a sand coming in
叫那个泵盖的肉肌肉受伤了
And the meat of the clamp is now injured
它就分泌中一体
From this injured he gave this bodily fluid
把那个沙石包裹起来了
To cover this grain of sand with his
fluid. 长的时间过来了。
After a long time.
把这沙子变成珍珠了。
This grain of sand becomes the pearl.
这说到主的救赎啊。
It talks about the salvation of Christ.
我们都是个沙石。
We are all this grain of sand.
没有价值的。
Worthless.
有点基督为我们受伤了。
But one day Christ
injured for us.
And now we live in the wounds of Christ.
主的生命把我们抱起来了。
And his life now surrounds us.
一生年日。
In the time of our life.
主只做一件事。
The only thing that Christ does on us.
把我们变化像主了。
Is to transform us to be like him.
今生在脸不会像主的。
I tell you that our faith will not be like him.
我们的生命越来越像主了。
But our life will be more like him.
越过越脱掉世界了。
More and more we are dislike the world.
越过越像耶稣基督的生命了。
And more and more we are like
Christ. 叫我们的行为像主。
So that we walk like Christ.
里面的意念像主。
Or we think like Christ.
情绪像主。
Our emotion is like Christ.
动机都像主。
Our motives are like Christ.
外面成了一举一动流露主的生命。
And in our A move by move, we manifest Christ.
羔羊的妻
We see the lamb's wife.
珍珠城门
The gates of pearl.
基督的救赎 成为城门。
The salvation of Christ is now the door.
圣徒的苦难成为城门。
And the suffering of the saints is now the door.
正这种苦难出来的生命。
The pearl is the result of this new life.
所以到新耶路撒冷你看不见城。
So that's why in the new Jerusalem there are no doors. There's no doors.
只看见个珍珠在哪里。
You only see pearls.
你进不去的。
You can't walk through this.
有十架经历的人都进去了。
But yet the one who suffered on the cross, they walk through it.
没有十架经历，都挡在外面。
Without the experience of the cross, you are only an outsider.
今天我们要宝贵我们今天的功课。
So that's why today we treasure the lessons we have to learn.
走主的道路。
We walk the path of Christ.
好，我们再唱首诗歌好不好？非常好的 ABC 普森的诗歌。
Let us go back and sing the song from Brother Simpson.Let us stand up and sing.
Let us pray.